Everybody get up. Blurred lines. Everybody get up.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Blurred Lines. It's going into week three now. Greg Kaplan once again joined by Jeff Belinsky. We will have a special guest coming on towards the end of the podcast though, so make sure you stay tuned for that. But can't go much further without bringing Jeff on. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing very good, Greg. And I want to tell you, the guest we have coming on is pretty fantastic. So anybody listening in right now should be excited, because I know I am.
He's an awesome guy. He's a professional. And he's a rich man today. So what more could he ask for?
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
You're going to give it away.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. Maybe someone got it by now. Who knows? Jeff, before we dig into week three, we have to go over week two. I had a difficult week. I know you had a good betting week, but how'd you do in the pick 'em?
Pick 'em, I went 8-8. So I had 7 going into last night after the first, 14 games. So 50-50 on the week. You and Vin both had 6 wins,
That's
10
right.
losses. So overall, you're still leading with 15 right. Vin has 13, and I have 12.
Oof.
We don't do so good in the confidence pool, though, either, because you went 0-3 again this week. I went 0-3. Vinny went 2-1, so he's leading us. He's 2-4. I'm 1-2. You're 0-6 in those.
Am I really 0-6?
You were 0-6 in your confidence picks.
That's hard to do.
Yeah, last week you had Detroit, New Orleans, and Washington. Two of those were winners until the last few minutes. And then first week you had... Oh, no, you had one right the first week. I had none right the first week. So me and you tied at... I went 0-3 twice. So you are...
1-5.
I don't know. I screwed this up somehow.
I'll take my 1-5 any day, and us screwing things up is kind of second nature, Jeff.
Speaking of not so confident, your lock of the week is now 0-2 Detroit did not come through last week.
No, but if I was alive in the survivor pool, I would have survived another week thanks to Martellus Bennett getting a touchdown in the last 20 seconds of the game.
Yeah. Just for the listeners out there, you're welcome on me and Vinny's picks for Atlanta and Dallas as a lock of the week, respectively. And I think that's it. Survivor pool, I'm out now. I said Baltimore on the podcast last week, and then I decided to smartly change my mind afterwards to Philadelphia. So I am done in the confidence. So Vinny's the only one alive. We have his picks and your picks and my picks today on the podcast.
Well, while we're talking about Philadelphia, speaking of segues, there are a Thursday night game this week, Jeff. The Eagles are hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. The Eagles right now a 3.5-point favorite going into the game. They're entering 1-1 against the 2-0 Chiefs. The Chiefs also, you might know, have some guy named Andy Reid coaching them that once upon a time may have coached the Eagles. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that.
Oh, did he coach there?
I think he might have. I always thought he was a BYU guy, but, lesson learned. 3.5, Jeff. What are you looking for to get back off the schneid? You got some catching up to do to me and Vinny.
Yeah, I caught up. I started catching up last week. I have just a tiny bit more. I feel like my first reaction was that this line was high for Philadelphia. I mean, I guess they're playing at home, so they get a little bump. I still don't think Kansas City is really going to have the offense, because I don't think Philly's going to put up a dud 2 weeks in a row. I'm going to take Philly at home on Thursday night.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards Philly as well, because right now the one big flaw we see with Philly is they're not very good defensively. But the Chiefs haven't really impressed me offensively where I need to be worrying about the Philly's defense all that much against them. I mean, they put up 17 points last week against a Cowboys team that's hit or miss defensively, and they put up 28 against the Jaguars, which we're quickly learning isn't really all that impressive because they're the Jaguars.
No, not at all.
I like that the Eagles don't have to travel at all on this short week. They had a home game last week. They get to stay at home. They only have 4 days between games. I think that gives them a bump. And the Eagles really were a couple big DeSean Jackson plays away from not just beating the Chargers, but beating them easily.
Yeah, or not Eddie Royal plays. That would help too.
Eddie Royal's got 5 touchdowns already this year. Who saw that coming?
This brings me to my point. Like, watching Red Zone last week, I feel like San Diego was living in the Red Zone against Philly because every time they would just cut back to the game and San Diego was knocking on the door. I don't think Kansas City is going to be that type of team against them. I think we're going to see quite a few punts by them. I just don't think they have the weapons, and I don't think they're going to have an Eddie Royal type performance that's going to take down Philadelphia at home.
Yeah, and not to harp too much on this game, but this does, if the Chiefs win, it'll be close, but if the Eagles win, I think it'll be by a touchdown or more. So I don't specifically think it's going to be a very close game to whoever does win. So I'm going to go Eagles as well. What did Vinny get?
Vinny had the Eagles also, so our first sweep of the week.
Sweep of the week.
Yeah, I thought I had some stats on how our sweeps went last week, but I could add those up.
Yeah, we could do that towards the end.
We'll see.
Game number one for Sunday, our 1 o'clock games. We have, 9 1 o'clock games again, Jeff. Houston traveling to Baltimore. Houston last week did not cover against the Titans, as you accurately predicted, and still for some reason picked the Texans. The Ravens did cover, though that game was so painful to watch and just so frustrating as a whole. The Texans are going into this game the road favorite, 2.5 points. What are you seeing here, Jeff?
Texans 0-2 against the spread this year so far. I should have went with my gut on Tennessee last week. My unpopular opinion alert was almost right with them walking out of there with a win. Baltimore at home seems like it's really going to struggle to score. Maybe for both of these teams, Houston finally faces a real defense. I'm going Baltimore on this one. I'm taking the points at home. I like the home dogs.
You're going Baltimore. I'm going to go Houston. You mentioned that Houston's 0-2 against the spread, but they're still 2-0 on the year. A little hard to do considering the as good a team as people are expecting them to be. A couple reasons why. The Ravens-Browns game was the game I focused on at the bar last week, and it was ugly. Brandon Whedon was picking apart the Ravens, which is just a painful sentence to say. Ray Rice, the injury, I know they're saying even if he doesn't practice this week, they think he'll play. My concern with the injury is he wasn't touched. He took the handoff and went down on his own and just stayed down. Those always tend to take a longer time to heal because there was no blunt force trauma to cause it. The Ravens just do not look fluid offensively. They looked really bad against a pretty good Browns defense, but I think the Texans defense is better. I think this is a game the Texans will win, and I don't think the Ravens will keep it within a field goal, so I'm going Houston. Where's Vinny going on this to break the tiebreak?
Vinny's taking Baltimore with me. No sweep on this one. On to the next game. We have San Diego at Tennessee. Tennessee favored for the first time all year at 3.5 points at home versus San Diego. Where do you see?
Well, I mean, the Chargers are going to win the Super Bowl. You know that, right?
San Diego Superchargers, you know.
Well, it's just that the last four teams that played the Eagles in their home opener have gone on to win the Super Bowl, which is the most ridiculous stat I think I've ever heard.
That is so stupid.
I'm going Titans. I like the Titans. They're a scrappy bunch, and I think Jake Locker's a little bit better than I was given credit for to start the year. I think the Chargers... the Titans got a better defense in my mind than the Eagles. I think they'll be a much tougher task for Phil Rivers. I like Tennessee. I think they're doing some good things offensively. They're clearly playing some better defense than I think people were going to give them credit for to start the year. I think they'll pull off a victory in this one. What do you think?
I'm actually going to go with the road team San Diego in this one. Taking the points. I think it's going to be a very close game. They only played 2 games. So San Diego had a close game against Houston. They were up big. And then they played a close game against Philly, ended up winning in the end. I like them on the road. They showed they could do it on the road last week. I think if Tennessee wins, it's going to be by a field goal. So I'm going San Diego. So is Vinny. I'm guessing you're going Tennessee?
I'm going Tennessee.
All right.
Game number 4 of the week, the third 1 o'clock game, Dallas and the Rams. Dallas at home, 3.5-point favorite. St. Louis, pretty impressive, coming from behind against the Falcons last week, just on falling up a little short. Jeff, where are you seeing this one going?
Really don't know what to make of St. Louis. Dallas, I can't seem to figure out either. They get the backdoor cover on Kansas City yesterday, which I know infuriated quite a few people. I'm going to take Dallas with laying the points against St. Louis. I think they're going to win by a touchdown on this one at home. They need a win.
Yeah, I think it's Dallas as well. I couldn't tell how much it was the Rams looking good against the Falcons.
No, sorry, I'm going St. Louis on this one.
Are you going St. Louis?
Yeah, sorry. I thought I was highlighting. I was writing letters. Never mind.
It's all good. But just to continue my point, I couldn't tell what was the Rams looking good and coming back against the Falcons and what was the Falcons just taking their foot off the pedal completely and missing Steven Jackson, though Steven Jackson was completely ineffective while he was in the game. I like the Cowboys at home. I think I need to see a little bit more from the Rams before I buy into them. So I'm going to go Cowboys. And I'm doing it partly because I think the Cowboys are the better team. And when looking at the grand scheme of things, I'm feeling the need to pick more home teams. And the Cowboys are one of those home teams I'm feeling pretty good about.
Oh, so you're liking the home teams?
I'm trying to keep it balanced. Like eight home teams, eight away teams. I don't want to be too heavily on one side and not the other. Spoiler alert, I am picking a lot of road teams this week.
Oh, you're going to be the road runner. Meep,
meep. I'm going to be the road runner. You nice. Can meep, meep that to the bank.
Oh, meep, meep it to meep, hell. Meep, meep. All right, so you and Vinny are both taking Dallas in this one. I'm going with St. Louis for the exact opposite of all the reasons I stated for picking Dallas. Whatever I said, reverse it.
Wait a minute. Strike that. Reverse it. Thank you.
Because I'm going St. Louis. Let's go Rams.
Well, I mean, I like that we're four games in and we only have one sweep. That's a better pace than we have last week. Our next game, New England and Tampa Bay. My God, Jeff, do I hate picking Tampa Bay games.
Oh, your boys.
I hate them. It doesn't matter what I do. I'm going to get this game wrong. So I might as well pick the Patriots because they're at least going to win the game. Oh. The Patriots are 7.5-point favorites. They haven't looked good offensively. I don't know. The Bucs defense has to be pretty good. They shut down Drew Brees for the most part last week. And it's not like there's every reason in the book I should take the Bucs this week. But the fact that logic is saying take the Bucs, I'm taking the Patriots because I'm going to get this game wrong.
I got you. So me taking Tampa Bay is a good thing and the smart move.
No, because I want to take Tampa Bay. And because I want to take Tampa Bay, I'm going to take New England.
New England, another team that's 0-2 against the spread. They had two 10-plus point favorite games. They're just over a touchdown now at 7.5. I don't think they can keep it more than a touchdown. If anything, that maybe I think it's going to be a touchdown score game. I'm going with the Bucs taking the points, 7.5 on the road. You and Vinny are both taking the Patriots.
So the possible return
third time Vinny has picked the Patriots, by the way.
I'm 2-0 picking against the Patriots, so maybe I should – I don't know. Yeah, it's the Bucs. I'm going to get it wrong. But the return of Gronkowski and Amendola doesn't sway you in any direction.
No, it really doesn't. I think the Bucs have a good defense. You know, you got Revis out there. He's going to be able to shut down somebody. I think that's going to be a big factor. They're still going to have to – what?
That was honestly part of the reason why I was taking the Patriots, because it's the Bucs have Revis to shut someone down, but it's not like the Patriots have anyone worthy of shutting down anyway.
Yeah, but so, the one person that can catch the ball is going to be covered. So.
Yeah, but that's fine, because Julian Edelman only does 5-yard receptions anyway.
Yeah, you could dink and dunk all day. All right, let's move on. We're running a little long here.
Okay, Minnesota, Cleveland, Vikings 5.5-point favorites. Almost pulling up the upset special against the Bears last week, but as we said, coming into it, the Bears scored the touchdown late to take the win. The Browns, tough defense. I'm taking the Vikings in this game mostly because Jason Campbell is likely to start for the Browns. And there's no way in hell I'm taking Jason Campbell to win any game. I'm Yikes. Going Vikings at home.
I'm going Vikings at home too. Vinny taking Cleveland on the road. I don't really have much to say about that game. I just Minnesota needs a win. They're playing at home. I don't think Cleveland's that good, especially with Jason Campbell. I'm going Minnesota.
Agreed. Next game, New Orleans hosting Arizona. Arizona pulling off the upset last week and ruining my lock of the week, beating the Lions late. The Saints needing a late field goal just to beat the Bucks, but not covering the spread. 7.5-point favorites is New Orleans at home. I like New Orleans at home. I'm going the Saints.
It's the second sweep of the day. Because Vinny and I are also going New Orleans. I just think they're going to be too strong at home. Arizona, I don't see traveling well to New Orleans. I'm going to lay the points.
I agree.
And speaking of that Arizona-Detroit game, that was the only game I lost in gambling this week. Me and Joe went 3-1-1. We hit on Baltimore. We hit on Oakland. And we hit on Denver. And Atlanta was a push at -7. So we had a good week.
Not a bad week there, Jeffbo.
Yeah.
Detroit, Washington's our next 1 o'clock game. Washington, the 1.5-point favorite at home. Jeff, I'm going Lions because I absolutely hate everything I've been seeing from the Washington defense. They can't stop a leaky faucet. The Lions have way too many offensive weapons. The Reggie Bush injury does not concern me nearly enough, especially because I actually like Joik Bell. I think he does a lot of things out of the backfield for the Lions. I see the Lions dominating the Redskins in this one, so I'll gladly take the 1.5 points and go Lions.
I like Detroit in this one as well. Home favorites this year and last year that are giving under 3 points, they lose a lot. Like 35% of the time, they win. So I'm just going to pick against them for that reason. I think they're favored only because they're at home. They're not actually the better team. Detroit's on the rise. Washington's in a downward spiral. I'm not going to pick Washington all year until they can show me something, because taking the points against Green Bay last week was a bad idea.
Can you believe we're going to be 3 weeks into the year and Redskins fans are actually asking management to start Kirk Cousins over RG3?
Your Cousins, Kirk.
Where'd Vinny line up in this one?
Vinny's taking Detroit as well at the third sweep of the day.
Sweep of the day.
Two in a row.
Cincinnati, Green Bay is our next game. Cincinnati coming off the big Monday night win. Green Bay coming off the bigger Sunday afternoon win against the Redskins. Both teams covered the spread. Cincinnati, the 1.5-point underdog at home against Green Bay. Jeff, I'm going Cincinnati. I am impressed by what this defense is offering up. I think Green Bay looked a little inflated against the really poor Washington team. I think as long as the Bengals can hold Aaron Rodgers to a reasonable day like the 49ers did, I'm not thinking James Starks is going to go for 132 yards a game. Again, that's just not going to happen against the Bengals. I like the Bengals as outright winners. This could be my unpopular opinion alert because I'm not sure how many other people think Bengals will do this. But I'm going Cincinnati here, Jeff.
Me and Vinny don't agree with you. We're going with Green Bay. I can tell you that I was very impressed by what they did last week, even against a bad Washington team. Rodgers is still Rodgers, and I'm going to pick the better quarterback over Andy Dalton in this one, since it seems to just be, you know, who's going to win the game. If it's a 1-point game, then I'll, you know, whatever, I'll take it. But I'm just going to pick Green Bay that they're going to win this game. I don't see Cincinnati winning two in a row at home.
You know, I'll stick with it. This is one of those games where I'm looking to pick another home team, and of the remaining games, this is the most comfortable I feel, which is a tease because we have some lopsided scores coming up. Next game, still in the 1 o'clock. This is our final 1 o'clock game. The Giants are traveling to Carolina. Carolina, another tough loss, this time to the immortal Buffalo Bills. The Giants are a 1.5-point underdog on the road. I'm going Giants. I just don't think they can look this bad for a third straight week. I think they're going to have a huge game against Carolina like they did last year. And I think Ron Rivera gets fired after this week.
Yeah, see, I'm thinking all those things too. And because it seems like such a no-brainer, that can only lead me to believe that the Giants are going to let me down. But I'm going to stick strong. I'm going to pick the Giants just like Vinny did. Fourth sweep of the day.
I like it. Let's get to the 4 o'clock games. This is our only 4:05 start. Atlanta traveling to Miami.
Where the fuck is Wallace?
Miami, the surprising 2-0 team in the NFL. They're a 1.5-point favorite at home. Jeff, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I had Miami right last week against Indy. I like them a lot. I think they're on the rise, but I think Atlanta is a far superior team to what Miami's putting out there. I think Matt Ryan is, you know, an elite quarterback in this league, to use Eli Manning's turn of phrase. And they're getting points. So I'm going to take Atlanta with this one. To me, this is my lock of the week.
Yeah, to me, it doesn't bother me that Steven Jackson's likely to miss this game because, quite honestly, the Falcons don't have a running game, and Jaquizz Rodgers is a very capable receiver out of the backfield. So I'm very much going to take the points here and go with Atlanta as well. Because you made it their lock of the week, I will look elsewhere for mine. But I will gladly take the Falcons, and I'll take another road team.
Yeah, Vinny is to sweep number five.
That's four in a row. No, three in a row.
Two in a row. Green Bay was a split. And that, I should say, is also Vinny's lock of the week. I got to do better at, you know, writing these down.
Vinny can also do better of just coming on the podcast. Yep. That's neither here nor there. Seattle-Jacksonville, Jeff. Our first 425 game. Good Lord. Seattle is giving 19.5 points. Honestly, that might be too low.
How many points?
19.5.
That is insane. I cannot believe this line, and I cannot believe that I don't think it's high enough.
I really think 22.5 is when I would have really started thinking about it. Even with that said, I'm sticking to my core principle this year. 10.5 point spreads, I'm taking the points. I think Seattle is going to win this game. I think they're going to win it easily, and I really think they're just going to take it easy. Like, this could be a 17-0 final score, and they just cruise. I'll take the 19.5 points and ride and die with the Jaguars, completely understanding and knowing that I'm probably going to get this game wrong. I'm just going to stick to my core principle, which is any 10.5 point spread, I'm taking the points.
I really still cannot believe this line. So you're taking Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Jacksonville might not get a first down in this game.
Oh, I totally agree. But I also think Jacksonville's defense isn't half bad. Like, they're actually not that bad.
Is it better than San Francisco's defense?
There's a difference. The Seattle Seahawks, that's their Super Bowl. Like, there's no bigger game for them at home than against the 49ers. I think that's the best rivalry in football now, and I think they were up for that game more so than any other, which is another reason why I still don't feel comfortable taking Jacksonville, but I think this could be a letdown game a little bit. I still think the Seahawks are going to cruise, don't get me wrong. The Jaguars have all of one offensive touchdown this year, and it came in garbage time against the Raiders. But the Seahawks have the best defense in football. The Jaguars might not gain 5 yards because Mojo probably isn't playing in this game either.
Yeah,
but I'm still taking the points.
That's another factor. I just think Seattle at home is just too good.
I totally agree. And it's just so many points, Jeff.
I know. That's why I love taking it.
Yeah, I'm going Jaguars. It's just too many points for me to say no.
Yeah, Seattle, I think it's got to be the hands-down survivor pick this week.
What are you doing?
Same thing I've always done, Kate. Surviving.
Even if you're looking at taking them down the line, you're never going to have another game like this where there's no way Seattle loses this game.
Correct. I think this is the best time to take the Seahawks. Anything can happen later in the year. You take the Seahawks. I will make this my survivor pick of the week. But I can't make it my lock because I'm picking the Jaguars to cover the spread, which is ludicrous.
You don't want to make that your lock?
No, I really don't.
We got to speed this up a little bit. We got so Vinny also took Seattle with me. We got 5 more games left. Let's kind of burn through them so we can get to our special guest.
Well, I think that luckily for us, the next 5 games seem self-explanatory. The only one really worth talking about is this one coming up, San Francisco hosting the Colts. To me, a surprising spread of 10.5 points in favor of the Niners. I'm going Colts mostly because, one, I think the Colts are a good offense, and we know that the Niners have some holes defensively. They've given up quite a lot of points, more points than you would expect from a team considered a top-5 defense. And two, I just think the Colts are too good. They lose by double-digit points to the Niners. What do you think?
Well, you say how many points they're giving up. They gave that up to Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson, who I think are both, well, actually, Andrew Luck's pretty good. But I don't think that Indianapolis is going to be able to protect Luck. And he's not going to have as much mobility, even though he does have some, as Wilson does. I know that I told you that last year, you know, teams with 10-plus favorites were kind of 50-50. So I'm going to go with the home team and the better team here in San Francisco.
Fair enough. Where's Vinny?
Vinny took Indy.
Okay. So 2-1 in favor of Indy. Bills at the Jets. The Jets, 2.5-point favorites. Disagree. Jeff, this is my lock of the week. I'm going with the Buffalo Bills.
Excellent lock of the week. I really like this pick by you.
I love the Bills. I am all about EJ Manuel. I had so much fun watching the Bills-Panthers game. I'm 2-0 picking the Bills. I'm riding the momentum. Lock of the week, Buffalo over the Jets, outright winner.
Yeah, this is another one where I think the Jets are favored only because they're at home, not because they're going to win the game. So I'm actually going to take Buffalo on this one, too. Vinny does as well. Sweep number 5, I believe.
Sweep number 5.
The next two, me and Vinny have in common. So you could make it 7 if you really want to.
Well, if you took Chicago in our Sunday night game, that would be 6.
That's step Chicago's 1, but I know you're not taking Oakland. I know you're not taking Denver, giving up not that many points.
No, Chicago, the 2.5-point favorite I'm taking. I think we can just gloss over how bad Pittsburgh looks. Everyone's going to say that their running game is in shambles, but the running game's in shambles because the offensive line is in shambles, which, if you remember back to our Week 1 podcast, was my point about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Our Monday night game, Oakland at Denver, 14.5-point spread. Again, simple principle, 10-plus point spreads, I'm taking the points. The Raiders look okay. I can actually think the Raiders will keep this within 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I was going to say I agree with you about Pittsburgh. They looked awful last night. They helped me with a bet that I made on Cincinnati, which I thank them for. I just think Denver's too good. I think if they had a – how much did they beat the Giants by this past week?
The Broncos, I believe it was double digits. I don't know how many to be exact. I want to say like 12.
Was it 12? I thought it was higher than that. Anyway, if they could do that to the Giants on the road, I think they could do more than that to Oakland at home. Don't forget, Oakland is a team that has given up Jacksonville's only touchdown of the season. I really hope that trend continues. I hope Jacksonville doesn't score one more touchdown and the Raiders are stuck with that.
It's possible. It's actually in play, considering that there's a 19.5-point spread against them. And I think the majority of people will still take Seattle.
Yep.
It's just odd to see that spread in the third week of the season. That's a spread you usually see by week 14 when some teams are clearly tanking and other teams are clearly cruising. That's a high week 3 spread, in my opinion. Because we still don't really know who some of these teams are.
Yeah. It's too early in the season to have things too high, but for some reason I love them. I'm taking all 3 of them. You're not taking all 3 of them.
I'm going against all 3 of them, even.
Yeah.
I did take, again, 7 straight road teams to end the weekend, which I don't feel great about at all.
Hey, road teams are doing better this year than, home teams were 9-7 last week.
Were they really?
Yep.
I picked the wrong road teams because I went 6-10, and I feel like I picked a ton of road teams.
You, in road teams last week, you went 3-6.
So I picked 6 of the 7 road team losers. All right, I can live with that.
All right, I don't think I see anything from our guest here yet. If you want to send him a text.
I actually just did. I asked him if he was ready.
While we're waiting on that, can we give you your confidence picks of the week? I'll tell you what me and Vinny are doing if you want to take a look at it.
Go for it. You guys can lead off.
All right. I am taking Detroit plus 1.5 at where are they? At Washington, Atlanta plus 1.5 at Miami, and Buffalo plus 2.5 at New York. Vinny is also taking Atlanta and Buffalo, and he is taking Green Bay minus 1.5 as his lock of the week and in his confidence pick.
Let's see. My confidence picks. I'll go Minnesota at home, 5.5-point favorites. I'll go Buffalo, 2.5-point dogs on the road. And I will also go You know what? I'm going to go Tennessee. 3.5-point favorites at home against San Diego. I'm feeling pretty good about Tennessee. I like what I see from them. They're a fun, scrappy team to watch. They were on one of the big TVs yesterday.
Yeah, I think everybody's slowly falling in love with EJ Manuel.
Oh, my God, dude. You can't get me off that bandwagon. That I am firmly entrenched. I love it.
Yeah.
I think the Bills could go 8-8. I'm a total believer in this.
It's very possible, but I think the Jets are going to, you know, be the better team at some point.
I don't know about that one. I think EJ Manuel is the better quarterback, and I think the Bills have definitely have the better offensive weapons, but I think they might also have a better defense. Got to give the Jets credit, though. A better defense than what I was expecting. Yeah. I downplayed their defense.
Yep. I think I brought that up at some point.
To update you, Jeff, on my wins league, I went 2-1 last week. The Jets lost on Thursday. But I got big wins from the Packers over the Redskins and the Ravens over the Browns. So I'm 3-3 now on the year.
Oh, very nice.
There are no undefeated teams left. There was only one team after week one in the 10-person pool that won all three of his games. He lost this week. So everyone has at least one loss. It's very much still up in the air. So that'll be a fun thing to keep track of, and that'd be nice if I won that. Any update on our guest yet?
No, I don't see anything. What I'm going to do... Oh, here we go.
Oh.
We have it. Let's see if we can get this linked up.
This is riveting radio.
Right? I could edit this out, but I'm not going to. Let me see if I can get him in here.
Did you just pause me? I think you paused me.
I accidentally tried to start up the conversation with him, and it paused you.
That wasn't nice. What I was saying as I was paused was this would be a perfect spot for the Jeopardy music to come in and just wait for him to sign on.
What am I doing here?
It's a story of my life there, Jeff. Story of my life.
How do I invite somebody else into this phone call?
I think I know this answer. It's, wait for it. Oh!
Hey, there he is.
Hey!
What's going on, buddy? Ladies and gentlemen, our special guest of the week, your reigning champion in the NFL Gridiron Pick'em Pool, it's George Morris.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on this week. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad that I did well enough to deserve this.
Yes, congratulations on winning this week.
George, I'd say you have to buy us drinks, but luckily it's an open bar at the banquet.
Well, there's still a cash component. Maybe I'll get you some of the high-end stuff.
Oh, whoa. Hey, I mean, take me out to dinner first. So, George, tell us a little bit about the strategy you employed last week on your way to 12 correct picks. 12-4 last week. Very good.
My strategy, I had to look for underdogs. That's always the biggest struggle I find when I go and try to make my picks entering the week, is to always find some live underdogs that maybe everybody else is kind of just throwing away. So, and to start off with the first game, my beloved New York Jets were getting a lot of points, and they only lost by 3, and they were getting, I believe, 12.5.
It's been a running conversation on the pod between Jeff and myself, the double-digit point spreads. We got 3 of them this week, including a 19.5-er, George.
Yes.
I'm all for just taking the point straight up. Jeff is more 50-50 on it. Where do you stand on high point spreads?
Well, I know last week I went with the 3 highest priced, I believe, or highest lined underdogs, because also Tennessee and San Diego were getting more than the 7 points. I don't always take stock in that, but a lot of times – I think lately we've been seeing that some of these teams that are giving those lines don't quite deserve them. But I think later in the year, we'll start to see teams that deserve them more. Like you'll see Denver having a lot higher of lines, whereas before we've seen New England, and they've not really been as good as everybody thought. So they gave, 10-plus points in each of the first 2 games. I don't know if you guys hit on that yet.
Yeah, we brought that up, that they're giving 7.5 again, more than a touchdown, like you said.
Right.
Probably don't deserve it. Especially just that they're playing at home.
Something that I also took into consideration was looking for home underdogs. I think that always has to be considered. Last week we had Buffalo and Arizona were two teams that ended up covering that were getting points at home. And looking this week, I see there's a couple. I could maybe make
good
a case.
Home dogs.
We got Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and Baltimore. Three AFC North teams.
Yes. I could see just looking initially, you look at a team like Baltimore, why not? That would be something to look at. I don't know about, I haven't made my picks yet, but that'd be something to look at. Pittsburgh, maybe not as much, but I'd certainly consider it.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, I think, is the only one that I didn't take. I didn't take Cincy either, so I'm a liar. But Baltimore, I definitely liked at home, and, you know, Chicago, I just think, is too good for Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh's terrible.
So I'm new to this show, so you both have made your picks already?
Yeah, we went through all our picks before we called you.
Okay, so that's I have not. I looked at the schedule just yesterday just to kind of see what I was looking at, but I don't make my picks until Saturday outside of the Thursday game.
George, we have a responsibility to the listening public to provide them with the information to make their picks, so we can't make them that late.
Oh, I understand from your perspective. From my perspective, though, I hunker down on Saturday and block out about a good, 45 minutes and just go at it. So, but I definitely see this Thursday game looks pretty good coming up. I do know what I'm going to pick in that one.
Who are you going to go with?
I'm going to go with Philadelphia at home.
That makes me feel better about taking Philly.
All of us went with Philly on this one. So
the reason was last week, and I like to go a lot based on recent. Sometimes I hold grudges against teams. I know last year there were just certain teams, Atlanta, I couldn't get either way. So I knew going into the game, Atlanta, I wasn't going to get. But some teams I just stuck with. This year, I'm looking, early in the season, what did they do last week? Philadelphia, we all know they can score. We know that last week didn't go as well for them. However, Kansas City did not impress me as much as I thought they should have. And they didn't cover last week. So I kind of went with that. With that on the short turnaround, Philadelphia has been home. This is their third home game in a row,
I believe. You're just repeating all of the brilliant stuff that we said already.
Oh, I know. I'm a professional gambler.
So, George, tell us a little bit more. I don't know what I want to ask you. I like talking to you. It's been a while.
Probably should have thought of that question before he came on.
No, that's called planning, all right? That's just be happy I make my picks now before we go on air.
I know.
Oh, jeez.
I used to just come on and straight pick them. George, talk about your beloved Jets. Jeff is a huge believer that this is a 7-win ball club. Are you a little bit more realistic about them?
Well, the way, and I don't know the schedule right off the top of my head, but I know there are two distinct parts of the schedule that if you want this team to get to maybe 8 wins, they need to do something with a stretch coming up. I know this week with Buffalo, it's a must win to get to 2-1 with the home game, but they have a stretch coming up where they play in within 4 weeks. I believe it's something like, New England, Atlanta, New Orleans, Cincinnati. They play just all these tough teams, and then later in the season they catch your Oaklands and some of your other teams. I think right now the defense is holding tough, which is good. And if you're looking at it from a gambling perspective, it would keep the games lower scoring. We've seen maybe your under bets. I don't know if you guys do over-unders, but I know I would look at the Jets from that perspective. On offense, I liked how they ran the ball last week. I think that frees up Geno Smith a little more because Chris Ivory actually did something.
Well, they finally gave him the ball. I don't think he's a bad runner when given the opportunity. I feel like they go to Powell too much.
Yeah, well, Ivory barely did anything week one, and last week it was nice to see, but the wide receiving core is still all messed up. Holmes isn't 100%. Stephen Hill, I'd love if he got his head screwed on correctly because he's making a lot of bad plays, and I think there's some potential there, but I think just this early to mid part of the season stretch is just going to be too tough with a lot of these teams that the Jets have to face.
Yeah, that stretch you were talking about, I have it right here in front of me. After Buffalo, they're at Tennessee, at Atlanta, Pittsburgh, New England at home, at Cincinnati, home to New Orleans, and they have the bye, and it gets a little easier out from there.
And even in there, Tennessee's been better than some thought. So
yeah, that's a tough game. That's not the game it looked like at the beginning of the season.
And then you look in the late November, early December, and I like that schedule, but if you're 3-9 going into it, you know, then that's not as good. So no. It's they got to win a couple of those games, and maybe, you know, if New England keeps playing like they do, maybe they catch New England, but New England will be healthy by then, and some of those other games. I mean, Cincinnati looked great last night for the half that I watched.
Well, you also have to remember, George, that the Jets are running into the buzzsaw that is EJ Manuel this week. And yes. That's going to be a problem because I think EJ Manuel might be the best quarterback in football. I'm going to get my Skip Bayless hat on and just say something outrageous.
The best quarterback.
We like to call that an unpopular opinion alert on here, George.
EJ Manuel, the best of the entire game?
The entire game. In the history of the game, I'll go that far.
I might put him up close to the top 20 right now for starting quarterbacks, and I think that would be a bold prediction. But you know, I'd throw him just ahead of Tannehill, maybe. But I just I didn't see a lot of Buffalo's game last week. But
oh, you missed a doozy.
Well, it was on TV here, trust me. But I went to the Red Zone channel as fast as I could. He's active, though, and I know early on he hasn't made too many mistakes, and that's something that you don't expect out of the rookie quarterback.
Well, so, I think that's one thing we should mention here, Jeff. Albany right now, the city of Albany has a lockdown on this pick 'em pool because Gina Figler won week one, who's right around the corner from George. Yep. I don't know what's in the water up there, but I don't know.
Maybe you should move back to Cooperstown and start winning some of these pools.
I will be in Cooperstown the last weekend of September, so beware for that week.
Wait, what is this? I'm just learning this. That's great news.
Are we coming to see people?
I'm mostly spending the time with the family. It's been a year since I've seen my parents, so I need to come up and see them. I'm coming up for Mike Piazza's induction weekend to the Mets Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, taking the trip with my dad. The real Hall of Fame?
Didn't they vote on that? Too soon, Jeff? Not getting into that?
George, I actually had another question for you about the pool.
Yes.
You mentioned before that Kansas City, you're picking against them because they didn't cover last week. Are there some teams that you think that you have a really good grasp on how they're doing and you're really confident when picking them? And are there some that you just want to shy away from, you don't want to pick at all because they're not reliable?
We're talking about through 2 weeks of this season?
Yeah, through 2 weeks of this season. Like, what team are you like confident in picking? Like, maybe Denver is one of those teams now. Teams like the Giants just don't seem to go either way. You're saying Kansas City, you got wrong.
Certainly Denver, yes, and I'm just seeing that their line is fairly large this week. A couple teams I'm pretty confident in. One will kind of surprise you, and I don't mind their line this week either. I've won twice with Arizona getting points, and that's a team that I kind of locked in on last week, and they ended up doing well beating Detroit. And on the flip side, that two teams that I'm confident in betting against are Minnesota and Detroit. I feel like those teams are the definition of unreliable. Minnesota covered last week, but they had plenty of chances to win that game. So I go with those two teams definitely. And Dallas I haven't minded. I see they have a nice line this week at home against St. Louis. That's a team that they've covered both of their games this week, including a tough game on the road. I don't think they should be ashamed of losing that game in Kansas City.
Yeah, Carolina not on that don't touch list for you?
No. Carolina was a last-minute drive away from covering last week, and they played Seattle very close at home in week one.
Yeah, I guess nobody was really picking Seattle there.
Yeah, nobody was really picking
them to win in that one.
Yeah, and they were really close at home against a team that people, especially after this last week, people got to say, you know, this team is right at the top of that conference. So, yeah, I'd look to those teams. New England, I don't like that line, and I think – their lines will be more realistic, and then we can get a look. But these early lines are killers for them because they're going to have a decent record, but maybe not against the spread.
Yeah, I feel like you were saying like teams that you definitely will pick against. What I was more also wanted to know is what teams just confuse you in the game, like you don't know which way to go.
This carries over from last year. Although I barely won with them this past week was Atlanta. I can never get a grasp on Atlanta. Last year, it was one of those, whatever I did, they did the opposite.
Oh, it's a Tampa Bay game, we call it.
Yeah, right, Chris. I'm, George, in the last 2 years now, this year and last year, I'm 3-15 when picking the Bucks or going against them. Any game involving the Bucks, I've only gotten 3 of the last 18 correct.
Oh, geez. Yeah, with Atlanta, and then even the other day, and they were my survivor pick last week against St. Louis. They were up 21-0 and 24-3. I was like, that's fine. They're doing great. And then all of a sudden, it was 24-17, and I thought it was 7.5. And then only when I looked at the standings after the 1 o'clock games were done, I realized that they actually covered. I just assumed that they didn't even cover and blew it and still won. They have a lot of last-second drives in the last couple of years that would beat me when I was against them. So, yeah, they're kind of my bugaboo.
Who are the two teams you've used in your survivor pool so far?
I used Indianapolis in week one against Oakland, and that almost went badly. And then I used, again, Atlanta last week against St. Louis.
So you're still alive. Do you know who you're looking at this week yet?
I mean, just on initial returns, even though I kind of wanted to save them, and I'm an instinct player, I got to say that. I think I'm just going to go with Seattle. I did the first scan of who's Jacksonville playing, and I saw they were playing Seattle, and it's one of those, I'd rather take Seattle at home, and I'd rather stay alive and worry about it later.
Yeah, don't get cute with it. That's where you're going to get really burned.
But I'm an instinct player. Like, even last night, I didn't realize until the middle of the Sunday night game that I was having a chance to be at the top. So then I watched that game a little more intensely, and then I wasn't a fan of that line last night. I didn't like that extra half point. Where the 7.5, that's always the toughest play for me, is betting a team at 7.5. I'd rather bet a team at 9 or 8.5 than 7.5. And so but I stuck with it because early in the week I just went ahead and made the pick. So I'm a big fan of just make your pick and then, you know, instinct is good.
Yeah, I actually thought that the Steelers would get the backdoor cover last night because, you know, 10-point game, you have to get the field goal eventually, and the new I don't know if it's that new, but most teams have been kicking the field goal and then going for the touchdown, thinking the touchdown's the easier one of the two to get. So I was hoping and praying the Steelers would get the backdoor cover, but when Todd Haley's running your offense, you kind of have to expect something stupid to happen.
Well, and that's a smart play, doing the kick the field goal and throw, because you can always do, if you get the onside kick, you're in Hail Mary position.
Yeah.
So I'm an advocate of that. And yeah, sometimes that does lead to some bad covers late. Yeah, the backdoor cover.
Jeff, any other questions to add before we let Georgie here go?
No, but I think when we let him go, we should just end it because I think we're almost out of time. It's running a little long. I just wanted to go over my bets from last week. I said I went 3-1-1. This week, I'm going with Chicago -2.5, Atlanta +1.5, Green Bay -2, Detroit +1.5. And I couldn't really agree on a fourth game with Joe, so we're going with the under in the Houston-Baltimore game at under 45.
I think that's a safe bet. I think that'll be low scoring. And just to go over, George, we did give our locks this week. Jeff, you had Atlanta?
I have Atlanta, and Vinny has Green Bay. You have yet to make a lock of the week. Oh, I think you picked Buffalo.
No, I made one. I went with Buffalo. Sorry, George. My block of the week this week is Buffalo against your lovely Jets.
And this is, of course, against the spread. Do I get to make one?
Of course.
Absolutely.
All right, from the first scan, now this is my first scan lock, but I will go with Dallas.
Dallas, celeb shot on the lock of the week. I love
all right.
It.
Well,
George,
do
you
it
should know Greg is 0-2 in his locks of the week so far.
0-3. Yes, I am.
So the really Jets are in for quite the victory this year.
Good to know.
Well, hey, you know what? If I'm going to be wrong, I'll take it because they're one of my three teams in the wins pool. So not the worst thing to get wrong. But that'll do it for us this week on Blurred Lines. We'd like to thank George Morris for coming on.
Thank you so much, George.
Yes, thanks for having me, guys.
No, our pleasure. George is, of course, leading right now with 20 points overall. He was last week's winner. We're hoping to do that every week to bring the winner of the pool on and get their opinion on what happened last week. So good luck picking your games this week. You now have all the information you're ever going to need. For Jeff Belinsky, George Morris, I'm Greg Kaplan. Thank you again for listening. We'll be back next Tuesday/Wednesday. See you then.